With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Washington State Legislature is preparing to take up a bill that could close a portion of Montana's Colstrip power plant. Today, Montana lawmakers voted to send two representatives to Olympia to try to save Colstrip, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The largest single owner of the Colstrip coal power plant is Puget Sound Energy, based in Washington. PSE is under pressure from Washington's governor and the State Utility Commission to reduce its reliance on coal-based energy. A bill introduced this week in the Washington State Legislature could result in parts of Colstrip being closed. Senator Jim Keene, a Butte Democrat, told other members of the Environmental Quality Council that there's a war over Montana's coal-based jobs.
If we lose this battle with Washington, or if we lose this agreement with Washington, would be a better way to put it, then we're going to have to come back as Montanans. I don't want Washington to decide what the workers at Colstrip in the mine and in the power plants are going to get. I want Montanans to do that.
Senator Keene and Wolf Creek Democrat Senator Rick Ripley will travel to Washington to testify on the importance of the Colstrip plant to Montana's workforce and economy. The PSE bill could be heard in a Washington Senate committee as soon as this month. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.